Well, hello, this is Jamie Ruby, and welcome to Fandom Access, the X-Files Reduct, on Tuesday, January 9th. There was supposed to be opening music, but apparently it isn't automatic. So anyway, oh well, I guess we don't get music. So thank you if you're joining us tonight. Karen and AJ will be along shortly. We're going to do our X-Files special now, and then at 11 we will start a regular weekend review. And after tonight, our X-Files segment will only be 30 minutes, and we'll be starting in review at 10:30. We just, for the premiere, because it's mythology and everything, we wanted to get a little bit more time, and we might do that for the finale, as the season finale as well. We'll see how that goes. I'm not sure why they're not here yet, but I can talk a bit before they get here. Let me just send them a message here. So we're going to talk about, obviously, specifically about the premiere. So if you haven't seen My Struggle Part 3, and you don't want to know the details, you might not want to listen, but we will be at the beginning. But we will, well, I guess our reviews contain spoilers too, but after that fact, we will be reviewing it. And then after we're done, we'll probably tease the second episode a little bit. I'm going to actually get up what's been revealed officially. I will probably not, depending what everybody else wants to do, may not go into even some of the details that they have given out, just because there's some things that have been revealed that I don't think they should have revealed, just because I think it's much more fun if you don't know. But those obviously are online. You can find them. Let me bring in, hello?
Hi, can you hear me? It's Karen.
Yeah, I can hear you. I couldn't remember what your number was. Whose was which? Hi, Karen.
Hi. Sorry, I'm like yelling and you're on speaker and I'm acting like I don't have to work a phone. So, sorry about
okay.
that.
And AJ's here too. Hi, AJ. Welcome.
Hello.
Who? Hi.
Hi.
I was just telling...
You know, it took me a minute. Because it took me a minute to come in because my phone automatically calls the host line.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what the heck's the guest number?
That's right. You're usually our switchboard operator and host.
Yeah, I wanted to do it for X-Files.
Well,
I'm trying to find here.
How great is it to be back on the phone talking about the X-Files, you guys?
Well, I'm excited. Everybody knows that.
That's rather optimistic coming from you, Karen, considering you were a little not crazy about the episode.
No, I'm not. I'm so not down with that episode. But I have to tell you, the only thing, what sort of changed my tune, I guess, so I watched the episode last week, like, not live, but like a day or two later I watched it. And then we had some text conversations, and I was like, God, I need to go back. So over the weekend, while I was sitting in my freezing cold house, I rewatched all of last season, which didn't take that long. And it made me, like, I guess I just got, like, back on the X-Files bus, because from watching, like, 7 episodes in one weekend, I rewatched all of last season, and then I watched the episode again. I'm still not down with the storyline, and I'm still going to complain about it. But I guess I just got a little more into it from having, like, a big X-Files binge over the weekend.
Right.
But I am so not on board.
I thought your first complaint would be about the retcon, though. Because as soon as I saw
about
it, I'm like, you're going to be yelling about it. Retcon, that he totally, like, rewrote it all and changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here's my question. Do we know if this was his game? Because when they made last season, you know, when they made season 10, they didn't know if there was going to be a season 11. So did he have this in mind in case they had a season 11 all along? Like, was this always his plan? Or did he go, okay, they gave us a season 11, you know, how do we go forward from here? Oh, I know, you know. I mean, is this something he's always or do we have no friggin' clue?
That's what I've been wondering.
So I have to say that having just rewatched, so I think we all agree, I think the entire X-Files universe agrees that the season finale of season 10, the season 10 finale, was a vision, we think is a vision that William was sending to Scully, right?
Yeah.
And so I just watched that episode, and maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention, but I didn't see any, like, red flags that made me think, oh, yes, this was obviously a vision if you were paying attention. Like, it plays like it really happened. It plays
right.
I viewed it as a normal episode. Like, we all believed it really happened last season, and there was no reason to believe it was, you know, a vision. And having just watched it, there's not, like, things in it that make me think it's a vision. And actually, binging the six episodes, you know, I feel like this maybe makes kind of sense, because all of last season was, and I think, by the way, I'm digressing, but I think we envisioned this special one-hour show tonight as talking about last season and this episode and sort of how it all relates, right?
Right.
In addition to sort of, yeah. So I felt like a lot of last season was really about mothers and their children. Like, we saw Dana Scully's mother died, and she asked for her estranged son when she died. And we saw that episode where there was that young boy who was a suicide bomber, and they were trying to communicate with him in his coma. And it's only when his mother came in to talk to him that they sort of, like, got somewhere, and Mulder had seen the mother in the dream. And, like, there were a few, I think there was some other mother thing. Like, there was a lot of, like, mother and children kind of stuff going on.
Right.
So it kind of, but I don't know, Jamie, I don't know if you rewatched anything, or I know that you have a lot of attention to the X-Files because it's your favorite show. And, like, AJ, you just said you agree that you thought it you thought you viewed it as a real episode. There were no red flags in it, right?
No, and
Jamie,
I don't think
you too.
I mean, and this isn't the first time we've seen something like this where we see something and then they go back and say, okay, we have to change, you know, and find out that it, I mean, not so much in the sense that they did it here, but to find out that things aren't what we thought they were. I mean, you guys watch, what's the time travel show you guys watch?
There's so many.
Doctor
Who? What's that time travel show you guys watch? Doctor Who?
12 Monkeys. 12
Monkeys, yeah.
12 Monkeys is constantly going back and changing things to fix things, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah,
this,
that's the whole point of the show.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of my point. I don't think that watching it last year, I or anybody, as far as I know, had any inkling that that's what was happening. Whether or not it was his plan or not, I don't know. But I do know that thinking about it, that Chris Carter does tend to write what he wants, I think, regardless of anybody. So I don't think, like, if he decided that after the fact, it probably was his, you know, his decision. But whether he decided that after it came back or not, I don't know, but I don't like the idea that part of it didn't happen, but at the same time, they didn't exactly say it didn't happen. I mean, it makes sense storyline-wise with the vision, and it kind of comes together, but
Can I ask you, Jamie, for some detail on that? Just, you say you don't like that part of it didn't happen. And I just want, can you clarify, like, do you mean, like, you just don't like that we saw something and we're going back and it didn't happen? Or was there, like, particular, like, is it, I know,
right,
like,
right. No,
there's particular,
I mean,
Scully-Mulder relationship stuff that you wish they weren't retconning?
No,
or
no,
what?
I mean, last finale was crazy. I mean, it was a good finale. Maybe it wasn't the best mythology ever, but it was good. And I kind of was like, how are they going to fix this? And I was looking forward to how they're going to fix Scully being abducted, you know, how are they going to save Mulder and all that. And I don't know, when they go back and do something like that, sometimes I feel a little cheated. But like I said, it isn't exactly like he said it didn't happen. It was a vision. It wasn't a dream. So it's not quite as bad as it could have been. But that annoys me a little bit. But, I mean, it makes sense and the story works to me. So I'm okay with it. I just would have preferred it, you know what I mean, like them not done that and had found a different way to, I guess, to resolve it.
You know,
but more than anything, I was mad by the last few minutes of the episode, so...
In the realm of the X-Files, it's not out of the context. And all we really lose is some stuff that happens in the season finale of last year. We don't lose everything. One thing that I found really funny was the attention to detail they played with it. There was, I mean, moments like the, especially the conversation between Smoking Man and what's her name?
Oh, Monica.
Monica.
Monica Reyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I you know, it was, those conversations were practically word for word. I mean, I felt like I was watching that scene from last year again, because they, you know, they did such a good job with it. But you could tell it was filmed again because it was from different points, perspectives than we originally saw it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, after I watched it, I was just like, what the, and you know, until the, even throughout the whole episode, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I'm like, Karen is going to be so pissed that this is a dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we find out it's the Vision, and I was like, okay, I'm okay. You know, I was like, I think I'm okay with it. I was like, I didn't know, though. I was just like, you know, I need to see more. You know, I can't, you know, just that, I mean, you get that bombshell dropped on you, and then you get the, you know, the image of William at the end, and you just kind of left with, okay, here it is. Wait for next week.
Okay, and by the way, you know, guys, I can't get the chat to load if you want to check it. I haven't been able to. Yeah, I don't know. I guess what annoys me, too, about it is that last year was very short, and I feel like I would have rather them, I don't know, not wasted an episode on something that they were going to sort of take back. That's kind of the only reason I feel, excuse me, like, why was there a point, I want to say, in a way. I mean, I get it, and it worked, but it seems like they went into a lot of it for nothing.
Don't think of it as an episode that we lost, Jamie. Think of it as a what-if episode, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that episode could still come to pass the way it happens. You know, the end result could still be the same if they don't fix all the crap that they
lost. I almost
just
wish they would have gotten rid of, like, the – because I don't know that I'm really down with – the stuff that they did last year, like saying that, you know, the aliens were here and the government was using them, and the whole point is that the government's going to take over everybody and it's not the aliens we had to worry about and all that stuff. I kind of dislike that part of the storyline more so than the alien virus. Like, the last episode, I think, was of last year, I think, was better than the first episode. So, I don't know. But I think what they did, the main thing is, I think it works, whether they change things or not. I think it fits and it makes sense story-wise. And also, you were saying about a different perspective, though. I was just going to mention, this episode's kind of from Cancer Man's perspective, a lot of it, though. Sorry, go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, well, I have a couple things there that I don't know how we want to take this in chunks here. Okay, so let me make a list of things that I have, at least three things I want to talk about here. So, first of all, the idea of the Vision. So that last episode was a Vision, and that we think it's a Vision that William was sending to Scully. So I'm this idea, like, was all of it really a Vision that William sent to her, or could it be like William could be sending like feelings or ideas to her, and did Scully's like brain like create? How much of it was created by Scully and how much of it was sent by William, right? Could he have been sending her feelings and ideas and thoughts, and she, like, created a lot of it? And where I'm going with that is this idea, like, God, I'm thinking of Scrooge when he meets the ghost of Christmas Future and he says, is this something that will be or something that might be? Like I'm not sure what the X-Files has taught us about precognition and like, can William really see the future, and did he send Scully a picture of what happened or what will happen or whatever, or was he like,
what could happen?
Was he like sending Scully a message like, I'm on to this guy and bad shit is happening and this could happen, and like he wants to alert her and scare her or whatever, like he, like, I'm not being, do you know what I mean, you guys, like how much of it was real?
Yeah,
like, will happen, and how much
what
it was,
he sees is the future and he's wants to change it. So I didn't really think about Scully making up any of them. And I kind of see what you say. Like, it could be her interpretation of it. But yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I just kind
William,
of took it as that's
like,
exactly what happened.
The idea that can William see a future that absolutely is going to happen is like a thing that, I mean, that's a big thing.
Well, no,
thing
I think they're
in,
saying
in,
they can change it. Otherwise, why would he send it to her, you know?
Right, but then, like, if then did what happened happen, or did what happened not happen, or is it an alternate? We're creating an alternate, right? Or
sorry, I'm just thinking of Lost and laughing. That's what
yeah,
I'm,
right.
Yeah.
Or is he suggesting a la Fringe that they can branch off?
It,
like I'm just
no,
wondering
what
to what extent it's something that William is like. I know something bad can happen, and this is what this guy wants to happen. And then between him and Scully, it becomes this, you know, like could William be thinking, oh, and my father's unprotected and he could die from it. And then Scully's brain creates this like scene where Mulder's sick and dying from it. I guess I'm not asking you to answer it because we can't know, right?
To me, you're making it more complicated than it was, at least how I felt it was. I just felt, you know, that he sees the future, and that was kind of, I didn't
yeah,
really think,
I think
much
you're right.
Beyond that, I guess. But I was
I was like, wait, alien DNA lets you see the future? Like, it's never been suggested that the aliens could see the future.
We knew before he could move things. I think that's really all we knew, right? I mean, from what I'm remembering, he could move his mobile and stuff.
Yes.
I don't remember him doing anything else, but I could be wrong.
In that episode where that doctor, you know, Scully's working at the hospital and that doctor is, like, experimenting all those kids and he's keeping all those kids in like a lab. Remember that episode? And
yeah.
He's got
yeah.
all these kids. He's, like, taking the pregnant women and taking their babies. And so he experimented on his own wife and his own children have different powers. And all the kids in that hospital have different abnormalities, different, like a lot of them are grotesquely deformed and stuff, and they have different powers, like Kyle manages, like, and when
they powers, see, I guess I told
they
you
didn't all have powers,
I thought
right.
like he took these different kids and that were all had different, you know, were different, I guess. I don't think created them that way or made them that way.
I mean, he said he was experimenting to cure their abnormalities, but I thought that was a cover story. At any rate, when these two kids come together, they're almost like the kids on Gifted. They come together and their powers are like, you know, multiplied, or their emotion is multiplied and they become very destructive or whatever. I just don't know that it was ever suggested in 10 seasons that the aliens could see the future. And now it's being posited that William, like, has seen the future and is, like, alerting his mother to it. It's not being posited. We're interpreting it. Chris Carter has not posited that yet.
Yeah, I guess. But we don't really know. I mean, I don't know. I kind of want to say we don't really know exactly what William is. I mean, Cancer Man, let me even look at this and just say exactly what he says so I don't screw up. Even says that they were creating the first superhuman child. I mean, he's part alien, part human. I feel like he's the first of their kind. Like, maybe they didn't know, you know, what was going to happen.
And yet, he's not. Wasn't that little boy who could read minds? Didn't he have alien DNA? That little bald boy in season six?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about him. Oh, shoot, now that you said that, I'm not going to think about his name. But yes, the
Priest,
chess player,
Priest,
I know who you
Priest,
mean.
Reese. His name was like Reese or Priest or Press.
Oh, God. That's
something like that. Anyway, remember that boy? That little bald boy who had alien DNA?
He had alien DNA and he could see the future. You're totally right. And he could hear what people were thinking. Well, no, he couldn't see the future. He could hear what people were thinking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that would, I don't know. I hadn't even connected that. So, but I don't
God,
know.
Oh, my God, I thought an X-Files thing that Jamie didn't. I feel so proud of myself.
Yeah, I didn't connect Gibson. That was his name, Gibson Price.
Gibson,
no,
Gibson
I didn't
Price,
think
yeah.
to connect
Gibson
him.
Price.
I thought you were going to say maybe that guy in the hospital was experimenting on him. That's where I thought you were going with that. I'm like, no, but that's a different theory too. No, I don't know. I that does make sense though that he could read minds. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe William, rather than a vision, maybe it's what his father is thinking. I have no idea.
Maybe more than a perfect picture of, like, something that is going to happen. I mean, that remains to be seen, I guess.
Right. I think they'll reveal more later. Do either of you have the chat open? Because I tried and
No. I gotta fire up my laptop right now. It's not turned on.
Okay. Because I thought when you had
it, sorry.
In case somebody's wanting to call in, although they can call.
I'm usually on, and
obviously.
I'm being a jerk, so I'll check the
But if people do want to call in, it's 914-338-0314. But please only call in if you're wanting to talk about X-Files. We don't need any other call, crazy other calls. I mean, obviously, I'm trying to, you know, be careful what I say, but, you know, obviously there's
you've seen all the episodes except the season finale, is that correct?
No, I've only seen the first five. The next actual
mythology
is, I guess, the last episode, is my understanding. The episode five has, it's not really mythology, but I can't really explain. It has some mythology in it. I can't really explain it without saying things. But, so, you know, you might get a little bit more, but they really, you know, I mean, I assume everything's going to be, well, maybe not everything, if they have a cliffhanger, but I assume the stuff that's going to be explained will be in the finale because it's supposed to be mythology. I read, this obviously wasn't a spoiler because if I read it, it would have been like in a news article, not on spoilers, but I think Chris had said maybe that the fourth part of my struggle was William's point of view. Because now that I think about it, too, this one, I guess, was supposed to be Cancer Man's. I don't know. But it's I vaguely remember reading something that it might be his point of view, and I don't know where I got that from. So maybe somebody's there.
My struggle,
I think it was a grain
of
salt, but I remember something about that.
If my struggle part two is a vision, then that would be William's point of view, right?
Part three.
Right, but part two, the season finale of last year was my struggle part two. Would that not have been William's point of view?
Gotcha.
I guess technically. I don't know. Maybe you meant like their story. I don't know. I haven't seen the finale. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. You know, Jamie, you're irritated that when they only had six episodes last season, they chose to make one, you know, be basically like didn't really happen or whatever. I'm irritated that this season is 10 episodes and we're still only getting 2.5 episodes of mythology. We're getting the same amount of mythology we got last year with 4 extra episodes. So there are 4 additional Monster of the Weeks is what we're getting. Which, look, I have loved some of the best X-Files are the Monster of the Week episodes in the 10-year history.
Right.
But, like, couldn't we have gotten, like, a little more mythology? And Gillian Anderson says she's done, so this could be the last season.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I got to find a balance. And I like I told you, I think if they had made more mythology, I think there might be more people complaining that are complaining now because there's not enough. I don't know. I remember reading somewhere that he had said something like it was the same percentage. But it seems to me that a lot of seasons had more than 4 mythology episodes a season and was having double as many episodes. So I don't know if it's even accurate, but, you know, that's how they decided to do it. What are you going to do? But hopefully the season finale will at least give us some answers, if not all. Now, I have read a couple different things, and the truth is nobody knows what's going to happen. You know, it's kind of up in the air. But there is always possibility of another movie, and we really don't know what's going to happen next year. I mean,
oh, my God, I hope
Julie
not.
Julie could change her mind for all you know. You know what I mean? And cause I swear that last year she said the same thing. She wasn't coming back. I don't know. But we can just hope that either they bring it back or at least end it well. But I don't know. I'm not holding my breath that it'll have a happy ending. You know, I don't know. So we'll see. So a couple of the things I wanted to mention, just kind of little things that were sort of in the episode we didn't talk about, is first of all,
we didn't really talk about what actually happened at all.
No,
to be
I
honest,
know. Yeah.
Right?
Well,
so,
let's
so good.
With, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Starting with the beginning.
Yeah.
We find out Cancer Man's name.
Yeah. What
Carl
is it? It's
Gerhard Bush.
Carl
Gerhard Bush. Said. Oh, granted, this was from the screener, not from the captions. But I thought it said Carl Gerhard Bush.
Yes.
So we find that out, and like the whole there's a lot of voiceovers in this episode, a lot. So between him and Holder. And then you had mentioned they have the I Want to Believe, I Want to Lie that was at the beginning.
All right, well, we can talk about that more, but it makes me kind
of
wonder how much of what the character said in this episode are lies, right?
Yeah, I know, because we don't even know, even if you go to the end scene, we don't know, maybe... You know, can't say he lied. Maybe he didn't. You can't really know anything
least,
for sure.
He's the Carl Gerhard Bush. Should we start calling him Carl?
Yeah.
He's the least trustworthy character in the entire
this is true.
Canon,
this is
right?
True. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to tell.
AJ's
sure.
Like, no, we're not calling him Carl, no.
Yeah, don't call
damn it, Carl, get in the house.
So, and that reminds me, when you just made me think
wait,
of when you said that,
Carl,
you know, I really
lying.
Don't like that they have Reyes working with him. That irritates me, too. Like, that she
actually,
just gave up and started working with him.
You know, speaking of that, actually, you know what I noticed? She seemed to be
what?
More, like, last season it was like she was working with him but didn't really want to be working with him. You know? And this it seems like she's a lot more in league with him.
You know what I question, though? If this stuff, because I'm trying to think, the parts with Reyes working with him were in the season finale, right?
Yes.
At least I think they were. So my question is, to begin with, if it's William's version of events, I'm kind of curious about, like, how much other things were faked. Like, would he necessarily know what happened between Reyes and Cancer Man, unless, like, he sees what his father experienced? I don't know. But, because
I kind of wonder,
is that all part of the vision? Because Scully,
that
like,
could
the,
kind
you
of,
know what I mean? Like, it was other characters.
That could kind of explain, AJ, why it seemed last year that she was reluctant, and now it seems like she's more into it. Like,
right.
If this was Cancer Man's, if what we saw this week was Cancer Man's perspective and experience of it, then and maybe Monica's acting and doing a better job, and maybe William's interpretation is that he knows her true feeling, and he's, I mean, you know, in that episode, Monica comes to Scully and tells Scully, you know, this is what it is, it's the Spartan virus, it can be stopped, blah blah blah. Like, none of that
right.
happened in this week's episode, right? That was like
right.
So
I just
Monica,
think it's weird,
like
he would know all these outside details. You know what I mean? Like, I get
yeah.
knowing the future, but like usually you would know main events, not interpersonal things that happened. But
right.
I mean, that makes
yes.
the story, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
but that could be. I mean, this could be. This could be really confusing
yeah.
if we have. Like, we're getting into like Mr. Robot territory where we're like trying to consider
yeah.
like the narrator's perspective on things.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see, because it can get confusing.
But I agree,
so I guess,
it's very disappointing to see Monica working for him in any respect, because it does appear from watching the last episode and this episode that Monica and later Skinner are selling out the human race for self-preservation.
Now, see,
which,
do you think that? Maybe this is just Skinner's my interpretation, I guess. But I don't think that was Skinner. I feel like, I don't know, like maybe he's trying to get information, but I really don't think he'll sell them out in the end. God, I hope not, but I don't know.
We do have a long history on this. There's a long history on the show of Skinner seeming like a jerk and then actually having their back, right?
Yeah.
But Monica, less so.
But
yeah.
You know what didn't play with me was, why is Skinner, like, helping them, or like I feel like because he's like, I'm William's father, that's when Skinner turns his tide. He's like, okay, I'll help you. Like,
yeah,
so
I don't quite get
way,
why him being the father makes
is it like,
him
is
help
it like,
him
if
or
you
not
don't
help
help,
him.
If you don't help me, I'll tell Mulder he's not the daddy. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, I questioned that too. I had forgotten about that. I wanted to bring up.
So
I can't even log in with Internet Explorer.
So I'm trying to get in there now. So looking at, I mean, so we could take Monica and Skinner as like two separate. In both cases, what Cancer Man offered them was the opportunity to live. He's like, look, some people are going to live, most people are going to die. I can take you with us. Help me and I'll take you with us, right?
Yeah.
Help me and I'll get you the vaccine or whatever he was saying, right?
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I don't see Skinner doing that. I feel like if it was like, I'll get Mulder and Scully the vaccine, like I feel like maybe he would, and that sounds weird, but I don't know. Like, I don't think he's bad. Maybe that's just me hoping, but I don't know, because I honestly have no idea.
I mean, AJ, you feel the same way about Skinner, right? That he always seems bad and then turns out not to be bad, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I would say, who among us, if you were faced with extinction and, like, you're going to die unless you help him, like, who would not maybe do that? Although, one thing that's very surprising about it also is that the way in which, like, it happened twice that in, like, a 5-minute conversation, like, Monica's convinced and Skinner's, and they believe him, right? Like, that people believe Cancer Man, which is a little,
I still have hope for Skinner. We did want to mention some of the other things just kind of going through. The other thing is Spender's back, which we hadn't talked about, which I was surprised. I guess that was revealed pretty much beforehand, but I was surprised when I found out. I thought it was cool. But, you know, reading on Twitter and stuff live where people were watching that and seeing a lot of the comments that people had, and one of kind of the big thing is, you know, why did he look – I mean, he had a big scar, but, you know, his face was like hamburger before. They even show it in the preview.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's looks normal, I guess, somewhat normal. Somebody had asked Chris, I think it was on the Reddit, I'm pretty sure, and he said his answer was something like, well, Cancer Man would have access to, you know, technology that could do that. But then that makes me question, since when was Spender even talking to Cancer Man? So I think that was kind of like a trying to, you know, pull something out of his butt answer, in my opinion. I don't know. But when I was tweeting, somebody else said something, and I never even thought of, but they said, didn't Cancer Man not have a nose last year? And
yeah,
I tweeted, maybe he had Spender's plastic surgeon. But
he had a whole aesthetic that he took off and had, like, you know,
right.
No nose, which makes sense because it makes total sense it would be burned off in the fire, right?
Right, right. So my question is, did they do that because they didn't want to do prosthetics for whatever reason? Or could it all be part to do with it never happened, it was only a vision, and for whatever reason that's what William saw? I mean, it seems strange that they would not carry on with the effects. I would lean more towards they decided they didn't want to do that because of the issues with it, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Because that was kind of weird that he – I mean, Spender and whatever, but – the fact that Cancer Man looks so different, I hadn't even thought of until somebody said that. Unless maybe I didn't notice he was supposed to have still a fake face, but it didn't look like it to me that I noticed.
I mean, I think there could be a couple things. It's possible he just didn't reveal his prosthetic and the work he had done. It's also possible that what we saw last year, you know, as I suggested, is sort of tied up in Scully's fears and – like Scully's interpretation of whatever it is that William is,
well,
like, sending.
Well, Scully also knows he was blown up. William wouldn't know that either, so that could make sense. I don't know. I just wonder if it was more they didn't want to do the effect. So.
But, I mean, but it does seem like what we saw last year was a William, I mean,
yeah
it's hard to say what that could be.
Okay. But what about Spender coming back, though? What did you guys think? I was kind of like it was out of the blue, but that was cool.
AJ, why don't you, what do you think about that?
I was glad to see him, actually. Yeah, it was. I didn't really feel it was out of the blue because he's part of the universe. I mean,
well, no, it makes sense. I just mean I wasn't expecting it. Like, it was like, oh, cool. I'm kind of surprised, though, that he's the one she trusted to take William. I guess I had always just assumed it was the Lone Gunman. I never really thought about it, but I don't remember them specifically saying anything about that the original series.
Person.
But obviously they needed somebody who would know. Sorry?
You actually think about it. He's, like, the perfect person because he's probably the last person a Cancer Man would expect.
That's true. But also, like I said, they had to have somebody this season to be able to say, hey, this is his, where he is. You know, all the Lone Gunmen are gone. They can't have them.
I had always
there, I don't know. It's
kind of
interesting.
Yeah. I had always kind of assumed that by the way, I'm on the page and there's no chat room. I had always kind of assumed Monica.
If anybody's listening, sorry about that. Sorry, go ahead.
I had always kind of assumed Monica was involved. To have it be Spender, I think, AJ, you're right.
Yeah.
It's kind of brilliant because – Well,
it's better worse than
Monica.
Let's put it that way, right?
Yeah. It's a person Cigarette Man would never expect. It's a person we don't expect. I mean, they never really... While Fender started out as a real antagonist, he never really became like a true, trustworthy, inner circle kind of friend. And yet, he hates his father just as much as Scully and Mulder.
Yeah, so he probably would have done it just for that reason.
And he's not the kind of person that, as flawed as he is, Spender, he's not the person that wants a child to be in danger either, right?
Right.
His nephew.
Well, not for nothing. Spender was, he was a good agent, you know? Finding out who his family was what screwed him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of got involved in the middle of that.
Family screws us all up, AJ, right?
Yeah, and everybody has daddy issues. Oh,
yeah.
What was I watching? I was watching something today, and they said about daddy issues. I started laughing. So I guess the main thing, though, that we didn't kind of mention is that Scully's having these sort of seizures. That's how she's getting this information from William, and, you know, she's telling Mulder, hey, this happened, and at first he doesn't he thinks, you know, maybe it's because she's having seizures or something, but then some of the things start happening. What else was I going to say? I lost track of it.
Well, it's interesting in that, you know, when Scully is able to speak and whatever, I mean, this is a typical story, but, like, in her efforts to warn people, she sets it in motion so that it happens, right?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of self-fulfilling. But hopefully Mulder can change it. I was going to also mention about Skinner, him seeing the blinks in Scully's brain and thinking it said was Morse code to find him. What do you think about that? I don't know. That seemed like throwaway because they never mentioned it again. It seemed kind of crazy, but with that knowledge, you never know.
I think it's interesting because once you know about William, it makes perfect sense.
Right, but do we really
so I don't think
do
it's
you think
throwaway.
He's really telling her to find him or just to say, well, I
absolutely.
Don't know. I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if William...
Kind of an odd thing that was kind of stuck in there.
If William can see the future, which I have a major problem with, my problem is with the future being written and someone being able to see it. Like, it just really, like, kind of... Like, I'm down with William being able to know, to read the thoughts of Cigarette Man or other people and know that they're planning shit. I'm kind of not down with him having, like, precognition because I'm just never down with, like, a written future and I have free will issues.
Well,
But,
that's true, but I feel like he can have precognition and they can still change it once they know about it.
Yeah,
but
that's kind of my own issue.
In that boat.
I like Karen's theory that these are the things that could be, not necessarily what will be.
Right, yeah, it can work either way.
So, as far as, like, the Morse code and find him or whatever, I think that if William can sense what's going on with his mother at maybe for a long time or whatever, like we don't really know to what degree does William know how much Scully is surrounded, Mulder and Scully, Mully, how much she's surrounded, like, how much, like, can William know that Skinner would be there and that Mulder would be there and that people would be around her looking after her and that they would read her brain scan and see it?
I don't necessarily think that it's that cut and dry. It's intentionally unintentional, whereas William, it's coming across as Morse code, and Skinner's able to read it, but William might not be intentionally intending it to be there. In other words,
William doesn't know Morse code.
He might be saying to her, "Find me," and it's showing up in her brain as Morse code. You know what I mean? Like, it might not be intentional.
Yeah. Or it could be Scully's message too, to, you know, trying to call out. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's kind of what AJ and Jamie, you both are kind of saying, that maybe it's Scully. Scully might know Morse code, or she might know whatever, but that it's Scully saying find him. Because if it was William, would it be find me? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I kind of assumed it was Scully, but And now that you guys are talking about it, I'm like,
whatever
that makes sense, too, but I kind of assumed it was Scully.
Whatever the case is, I don't think it's an intentional thing that Skinner picked up on. I think it's something that is more about just happening than meaning to.
Right, right.
What?
So he's saying he thinks that, just, that he wasn't necessarily thinking about it being Morse code and, like, making it Morse code, I guess, is what you're saying. Like, she was just having
that
thought, and that's how
brain
it
that
kind of showed up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah.
just kind of, she's having this intense thought or feeling or whatever, and it manifests
and it
itself in a way that,
way
that
or Skinner's
that,
just reading
that
too much
Skinner can
it.
Read. Yeah.
Yeah. the other thing I was going to say, so it seems like to me that Reyes knows the truth. Wouldn't you take it that way? Like, it seems like he's told her he's the father. I would take it from.
Oh,
well, she was thinking
so when you said
the
truth, she was in the car, right?
No, I know, but I mean before that, because
but
there's things they see before that, too, that kind of makes you assume that she knew and why he confided in her, I don't know.
There's no doubt in my mind that she knew.
So I have an issue. Okay, so we've danced around this all night, and we haven't really talked about it until now, so thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie, for bringing us to it. I'm so not down with it, and I don't know if we should call it the truth. I don't know that I believe it's the truth. I'm not sure that it's not a story that Cancer Man is floating as part of his endless 20 years of manipulation of these characters. Like, do we really... I do like the way Chris Carter edited this and brought in that old footage from season, like 3, from Scully's abduction, and she's asking questions, and they edit it very well. I don't know if I believe it.
Can I just choose not to believe it because I'm a shipper?
Yes, I choose
work?
Not to believe it. Not because I'm a shipper, because
I
think it's
I'm
stupid.
I'm not believing it.
No.
Are you
I
not? Are you, is anybody down
do?
With it?
I mean,
no.
I think it's a stupid way to do it. I don't like that he did it. But at the same time, it kind of makes sense. Like I could see it happening, but I hope it's not true. But we don't know. I mean...
So I got another question.
Let's
Jamie, you follow the Twitter chatter and the internet chatter about X-Files. I've been avoiding almost everything about the X-Files online because I don't want to get spoiled. And you never know when you'll find one. But, Jamie, I know you talk to a lot of, like, other Twitter people that are into the show and whatever, and people contact you because of the website. So do you have a read on how the internet in general feels about this turn of events? Are people into it or not into it?
Well, most of what I saw was people like me being outraged, but I mean, I only really read what people kind of said live, like as they're watching it, you know, kind of that shock.
Okay.
And most of the people that I read, I just usually go to latest tweets, but most of what I read was people being like, no, how could he do this? I hate Chris Carter, like all those kind of comments, because that's usually what you get, the people complaining. But I hadn't really beyond that scene.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think it makes sense, but at the same time, I feel like, would Chris Carter do that? I don't know. So just take
it
with a grain of
salt.
Is
it because, like, so for some people who are shippers, it's important for a shipper to be able to see that William is the love child of Mulder and Scully, right? And
I don't think it really makes any difference. Like, it's still per se his son, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
I want
yes.
it to be Mulder's because I want it to be, yeah, I mean, you want it to be Mulder's, happy ending. Does it really change anything if it's not? No, other than the fact of kind of like, ew, like it was kind of like weird. I mean, he didn't have sex with her, so at least there's that, but it's still
kind
of like
I would say
weird.
Even like,
I
care so much less about, like, I never realized how much I don't care if it's Mulder's. I just don't want it to be Carl's.
Yeah, exactly. yeah. You don't want it to be his. You don't care whose it is otherwise. Yeah.
How
I
did
mean,
you guys react?
Obviously, it's for Alien anyway. I screamed.
Did you have a freak out?
But I always do that.
AJ, did you have a freak out?
Like, what? I didn't freak out, but I was like, what the hell? I was like, come on.
I think I, like, threw up in my mouth a little bit and then thought it was stupid.
I just didn't get why he would do that. But I don't
believe it.
First
I don't understand. I mean, one reason it makes no sense, because if you're trying to create the first alien, like, human super child, you would maybe have scientifically chosen your sperm and had, like, what, like, to use your own, like, it's just a non... It just,
yeah, but he's a megalomaniac, too.
No,
so,
but he already had two children. He already had two sons who hate him, who he, like, I just don't... I just don't see his motivation to inseminate her with his own sperm and to make it be his child. I guess maybe I guess Jamie, what you're getting at is that his ego and his hubris is such that he wants to father the first superhuman child.
Right, that's kind of what I figured. But I don't know that did he even really need a father? He took alien DNA. I guess they couldn't have just the alien be the father. But
they have a boy alien?
I don't know. I guess what the part that I'm saying, like, it fits is, I think it's interesting, like you said, how they did the flashbacks, and you're like, this perfectly fits in Anonymi in that episode, you know? Do I think Chris Carter thought of that back then when he wrote that episode? No, probably, most likely not. But I think that it was neat how they said, well, this makes perfect sense and it fits in there, because it does fit in. So it makes you question. It could be true.
Well,
we hope it's not
do
true.
Do you guys, is it in this episode or was it in the last season finale where Cigarette Smoking Man is explaining all this to Monica, what he has done, and Monica says, I think you're in love with her?
No, that was this one. And he says something
that
like
that was in this
worries.
One?
About her.
I think
yeah, and he
said
something like, I worry about her, but she like said she did have Mulder to protect her, but basically saying, well, now I'm going to kill Mulder.
Yep. But you know what?
What did you think about that statement on Monica's behalf? I thought it came out of left field from nowhere.
A clue to say it was his baby. That's what I felt like, and it didn't make sense that way. But for whatever reason, you know, in hindsight, I kind of felt like, was that a clue?
I don't know. What do you
I would
think,
have said
Aiden?
I think you're obsessed
I
with her. I don't know why she'd say
like,
you love her.
I feel like they planted the seed last season, actually, because Scully was always part of the plan. Scully always had a place at the table. I don't remember the exact moment or scene or whatever, but during all the chaos and everything, there was definitely
it was always
something that he said or did that
you are correct, AJ. That either in this recent episode, I just watched it. They're blurring together for me. But there's a point where she says, "No, he won't hurt me. He's like had the chance to hurt me, and he like never does."
Well, that was this
that's
one
not.
Too.
That was this one also.
This, I only
she
know
says
because
like
I wrote
he won't hurt me.
Yeah, because he says something like he's held my life in his hands. I take it to means, well, he had me before and didn't kill me, which I don't think is really good reasoning. But
I just don't understand why, if you're a megalomaniac bent on destruction of the human race, why you would use Scully and not use someone like Zeta, who we saw in like episode one of last season. Zeta, remember the Russian woman who plays Nina on The Americans? Who had been, like, why would you not, like, you've experimented on humans for, like, all these decades trying to plan this, and then why would you choose Scully, the partner of Mulder, who's, like, trying to, like, why would you play that so close to the person who's trying to destroy
maybe
you?
To hurt Mulder? Like, I mean, I would even think maybe just because he hates them so, well, not hates, but you know what I mean, like, he's against them so much, maybe he just wanted to hurt them. I don't know, Scully, though, already had some alien DNA in her because of what had been done with her too, though. I mean, I guess you're right. Maybe Sveta had kind of had the same thing, but I don't know. Scully also wanted a child and was trying to have a child. It just kind of worked out. I don't know.
All right. Can I ask you, we have a little bit of time left. I want to ask you guys a related question. This whole thing about Cigarette Smoking Man's plan to eliminate the human race and only have a few elites survive or whatever. So how do you guys feel about this plan, where it came from, what's going on here, and
well,
why Chris Carter chose this? And
I don't think it's really his plan to wipe out. I don't think it's really his plan to wipe out the human race. I take it more he knew the aliens were going to, because he said that he was able to plan for this day. I think he's more taking it to his advantage, I guess, is how I see it. And I don't know if he's trying to, I guess, eliminate the aliens with them. I don't know. But I don't know. It's just kind of like it. Like I said, he's a megalomaniac. He's doing the most crazy thing he can, and they wanted something big. I don't know.
This.
Go ahead, AJ, but I do have some points I want to make before we wrap up.
You're
sorry,
talking
go ahead,
about
AJ.
A guy who helped. You're talking about a guy who helped orchestrate the moon landing. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, I have some I have feelings about this, of course, because I always do. So it actually is established that the aliens are not trying to take over, that the aliens were at one point maybe going to take over. Like, they don't disavow early seasons where the aliens taking over, but when Mulder goes to the house and meets that other, what do they call that guy, Mr. Y? That new guy
that he meets. Yeah, Mr. Y, yeah. He says that the aliens aren't coming.
I think it's Mr. Y who he says the aliens aren't coming, and I loved when he said the aliens have no interest in a warming planet with resources that are almost exhausted. He says, definitely says a warming planet, and he goes on to say, like, that the resources are, like, he's basically like, oh, we already destroyed the Earth. The aliens are not coming anymore because basically we're screwed up.
Yeah, that's where it's kind of confusing. I don't know. So, yeah, maybe it is all Kitchman. But he does make a point of saying that he had the money and the resources to plan for that day. So, I don't know.
Right, but Cancer Man then says, like, oh, you know, we've screwed up this planet. We need to, like, take the 90% of the human race. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, right? But he's like, we screwed up this planet. We need to, he says, we're going to remake the human race not in their image, but in mine. And he's
basically
got some sort of ridiculous plan that he's going to, like, humans have ruined. He says, I'm taking us back to our savage origins or something like that. Like,
I was always confused about that. You're right. Maybe it's all his plan. I don't know.
Like, he seems to have changed his mind, and he thinks that humans should be wiped out except for, like, 10% of us can, like, live and whatever.
Except
like,
for the ones he decides.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, originally it was all presented in the X-Files in old seasons that the aliens were coming, and he had no choice but to collaborate or die, basically, right? And he was like,
then
the
we
aliens
found out last
over.
Year most of that wasn't true.
Yeah, and now it seems like, he's almost like a more generic take-over-the-world kind of villain, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jamie, you want to talk about Mr. Y? We got about 9 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we get new characters, Mr. Y, and I can't think of the woman's name, but the woman that's in there.
Is that his name?
It says in the captions and in the credits.
Okay.
Mr. Y.
He's never addressed by a name, right?
No, he's not. It's just like in our database and stuff. It's Mr. Y, and they want Mulder to kill Cancer Man, but then you find out, well, they want to do the same thing Cancer Man does, basically, but colonize on the moon, and they want to pick who it is. So they're kind of just as
that
bad.
Crazy,
one thing I
want
to mention, yeah, they are crazy. But the one thing I want to mention before we ran out of time, and I don't know if I just read too much into it, but he makes a comment to Mulder, like, that he knew Cancer Man or something. I was wondering if what happened between Cancer Man and Monica was supposed to be at the same place. Because you know how, like, they had the smoke, so Mulder thought it was Cancer Man. The audience thought it was Cancer Man, obviously. He had the smoke, and he came in. But the thing I noticed,
AJ?
Cancer Man... Okay?
He was choking.
Yeah,
assume he coughed or sneezed or something. Okay, so the thing is that, you know, they have Mulder come up to the smoking window, and you assume it's Cancer Man. It's not. But what I noticed is, in the episode, or the part of the episode with Mulder and Reyes and Cancer Man, I noticed there's a chessboard, and then when you see Mulder talking to Mr. Y, it looks like it's the exact same chessboard. So I was wondering if it was maybe supposed to be that guy had just talked to Cancer Man. I don't know. I wasn't quite sure if I just thought that or if you were supposed to pick up on that, because I forget what he said, but it made me wonder. Did you notice that
What did you think, AJ?
I didn't give it too much thought. I also didn't expect that. I knew he wasn't going to find Cancer Man. I knew that.
Well, no,
that
I
was,
think
you know that there was going to be something.
But I think they wanted the
screwy.
Audience to think, you know. Yeah.
I think it was played though that you were supposed to think it was the same situation in the same house. Like, he's driving to Spartanburg. He's following a guy. He's going to a house. He's seeing around the house. Like, it's definitely played the parallel that scene from last season. And I think you're supposed to
think
it's the same house. And
I just wondered when they showed the chess set if you were supposed to actually realize they're like maybe they had been talking and they couldn't get along or whatever and like Cancer Man just left. I don't know. That was just my musings as I was watching it, I guess.
I mean, he definitely could be. He's definitely like a syndicate type guy. He's definitely an associate
of Cancer
Man.
Yeah, he even says he's from
Man.
K advocate. Yeah. Right. That's why I thought, because he said something to Mulder. I don't even remember exactly what he said. I meant to go back and listen to it, and I forgot. That made me wonder when Mulder was asking where he was, if where Kanzerman was, if he was implying he had been there. I wasn't sure, and that's why I was going to go back and listen, because I didn't
notice the
test portal at the end.
He gives a lot of exposition for new viewers or those who are not, like, rewatching like us. And he says, like, the Syndicate was formed in 1971 when the aliens first – he gives the whole history of the Syndicate in, like, two sentences. And, like, he recaps it all for viewers who, you know, I mean, this show came out in 1992, right? Like, we need that.
Yeah.
So he gives a little recap there. I don't know. Can I just say once again, I am not down with him being the father of William. For so many reasons.
I agree.
Because it grosses me out, because it doesn't make any sense, and because I just don't trust. I don't trust so much of what I saw in this episode.
Yeah. It also seems to be more for shock value than I think anything else. So.
Yeah. I did you feel that way, AJ? I kind of
maybe
agree
he's
with
only
you,
telling Skinner that. Maybe he thinks that by him telling Skinner that, that'll make him do what he wants. Who knows? But he does talk to things he says to Reyes. Kind of implies he was talking about the same thing, though, about the thing that that only they know, and about the connection to Scully that nobody knows. So I assume that's what he was talking with her about. But he could have lied to her too.
But he can never. I mean. Cancer Man can never 100% trust Monica. He can never trust anyone. But Monica helped Scully a lot. And I don't think he could ever really trust that Monica is converted to his cause, right? Like
No, but I would assume that Monica wouldn't tell her, maybe just because she didn't want to hurt her either. Like, that's kind of like devastating thing to say to you. Hey, you know that guy that's been that's been after you guys all your lives and is really, really evil.
Monica might not believe him.
Yeah, he's your baby daddy. That's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Quickly, before we run out of time, Agents Einstein and Miller appeared in this episode. Did they appear again in this episode? Yes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, long enough to rescue Scully from the car crash.
Einstein was instrumental in that last season finale. Einstein is a huge part of that. You know, she's with Scully in almost every scene.
I was surprised that they weren't in it all more, but I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe it was just because people complained. Maybe they wanted David and Jillian to be in it more this time because there was a lot less with them last year. So whatever, I'm glad they did it that way. Not that I don't like those two. I do, but I'd rather see Mulder and Scully. I don't need the replacements, you know, because I think at one point they were talking about doing a spinoff with them, and that might have been why they gave them more too, so it could serve as like a backdoor if they decided to do that maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we have...
Any final thoughts? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go. Please, go ahead.
No, I was going to say to preview the next episode, but I don't know how much to say. I was just going to say...
they
do actually announce in different articles people have written... what the next episode is and who is in the episode, which really disappointed me because, as I said, if I were people, I would not look it up because I think it was good to be surprised. But I don't have with me the exact thing that's been released, so I don't want to say too much, but it's like I don't know. I found it creepy, but I did like it. But we're about ready to go off, okay. So I guess people can look up the preview or whatever. Next time we'll make sure we take long enough at the end to talk about the preview. So I guess that's it. Unless you guys have anything else to add, we can always add it at the beginning of Fandom Access, but I think we're pretty much done.
I think we killed
it. So we're going to hang up and call back for the next show.
Right. Yes. And AJ, are you just going to do it?
Yep, I'll start it. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you in a minute.
All right. Thanks, good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week for 30 minutes for X-Files, though.
All right.
Night-night. Bye. Stay tuned for Fandom Access in Review. Bye-bye.